Initiate update sequence. Installing new shows. Upgrading website. Installing new Geek content. Upgrade complete. Initiate Geek.io 2.0 Awesome Sauce.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io, put geek in and geek out.
And I guess Jared's not paying attention to the intro for the doc.
Am I reading the intro this
week? Yeah.
Oh, wow. I am so sorry. Hi, welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geekery. Episode 48, recorded Thursday. The Thursday, 6th of February, 2014. Who wrote this?
Yay.
I'm Jared Acevedo. I should read the notes more. I had no idea I was supposed to read the welcome this week.
Heads Dude, up, you're, been nice. You're like top build talent on the freaking whatever document. I could not see that, dude.
I just scrolled down to the part where I put in the notes, but hey, that voice you hear is Jonathan Depew. Why don't you say hi?
I prefer my stage name of Jonathan.
I refuse to call you that.
What's up, everybody? I'm JD from How It Stacks, dropping in to have some fun with some friends and make sure that I don't get kicked off the Geek.io network. This is mandatory.
It's amazing. And the other Jared is here, too. Can you say hi?
Hey, Jared guys. Boo? Jared Budlong. Yay.
And our favorite Aussie. Yes.
Yeah. I was about to actually read the script that we have, and I'm Dale Campbell.
Well, we're off script, dude. We're off script. It's been off script for like 30 seconds. You got to stick with us.
And the intern screwed up the notes. Ha ha, yeah, blame the intern.
Oh, you wrote that. So you wrote Thursday the
Thursday. I did write that intro. Yeah, Thursday the Thursday.
This is Thursday the Thursday. Anyway, joining us this week, the wisest of gnomes, the most alpha of geeks, Todd Whitehead.
Good evening.
Woo! All right. Whoa.
And the crowd goes wild.
Every
it
time.
Does.
Every time Todd shows up, the crowd goes wild.
Oh, jeez.
Hi, Todd. I'm Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
Hey, Jonathan. Oh, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Would I like to?
I have.
This escalated quickly.
I think I need to mark that.
I see what you're doing, and I'll raise you a nipple.
Oh, I see.
Whoa. Are you gonna go nipple to nipple?
Yeah. I will out-gay chicken you any day.
Raising sure a nipple is my Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, yeah.
All right.
I was about to say, raising my nipple was my Pussycat Dolls cover band.
Hey. I defer.
Man.
Well, raising
that's 1 point to Todd, and I'll give Dale 2.5 points for his.
Is this Tom Merritt points, or what are we doing here?
I don't know. It sounds good to me.
I don't know. Do we need imaginary numbers and an abacus for Tom? I know we do.
Yes.
I don't know. Things have already gotten so weird with this, the script not there and me not reading it.
There's a script?
Well,
there's something about a naked man. Well,
show notes. Know. Maybe not a script, but still.
Something about a gay chicken and nipples. And it's all here, everyone, on Geek.io.
And we have a show title already. Awesome.
Yeah, you cannot do that ever again, and that'd be okay.
You can eat it, bro.
Did you really just censor yourself?
I did.
Huh.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, hey, everybody, guess what? We have a guest. Why don't we talk to him?
Oh, hi.
Hi, guest.
Hi, guest.
Hi, guest Todd Whitehead from Alpha Geek Radio.
Okay, why the hell is my brother from
Perfect
the East Coast
timing.
Of the United States calling me in the middle of the goddamn night?
Because he loves you. It's 10 o'clock on the Eastern Coast, so...
Shoot me in the face.
He loves you and he wants to talk
to
you.
Tell him we said hello.
Maybe he's pregnant and he wants to share the good news.
Again?
Maybe. I mean, I'm thinking optimistically, dude. I mean, he could have discovered a way to, like, freeze ice cubes. It's true.
Yes. That's
accurate.
Always a possibility. Right.
You're blowing my mind.
I know. I mean, like, I'm almost positive he's found an unleaded type of gas or fuel source that will power our society. You probably want to call him back. We'll listen.
Plug him into your computer. We'll have fun in the conversation.
Alrighty, children, back on track.
Whoa!
I thought we had a train noise from when we got off the rails.
I don't have that.
It's all right because I'm saved by the bell.
All right, and everybody take a drink as we get back on track.
Pretty much.
So, Todd or Mr. Gnomewise or whatever you would like for us to call you, what would you like us to call you?
Todd works just fine.
Todd, what are you up to these days? I hear there's an Indiegogo thing going on, and radio.
This internet thing, yeah. I think there's some potential there. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sold on it yet.
I think we're way past the .com boom. Just saying.
It's not going to catch on, dude. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. I mean, paper and pens have never been at a higher demand. And I think newspapers...
Yeah, I know.
The most reliable source for information right now.
Yes, put all of your money in newspapers because that is the future.
Yeah. I bought stock today in AM radio. So.
Hey, AM's.
That's still going good, man. AM's, so I don't know
where it's at.
AM's going strong.
I think I'm gonna ride this fad until it peters out. But yeah, we've been doing an expansion over at Alpha Geek Radio, going from one channel to four, and
whoa.
Loving it. I fell victim to good vibes and good cheerleading. I went to the New Media Expo with a bunch of the people from the Frog Pants Network. And it's just basically a place where podcasters and bloggers get together and get each other all revved up about it, and came back from that with grand plans and ideas, and now I have no free time.
That's exactly how it happens.
I thought you were going to say actually real cheerleading, because that would have been...
Well, Nicole Spagnolo, you know, in a cheerleader outfit, just saying. But anyway.
I'm
well played.
I'm just going to leave that there.
Okay.
Yeah, because I live in the same town, and Mark can find me with very sharp tools.
That's right.
Are you saying he has plenty of shivs laying around?
And he could make a fine coffin, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ah. It'll be a very nice coffin you'll be buried in.
It would be masterfully made, and I would still be dead.
He might be working on it already.
But will he whisper to you as the life leaves your body?
What you did there, well played, I saw it.
I see and acknowledge. Well played.
I'm going to award myself 1.5 points for that.
So, no, we've been recruiting live shows, and I had the happy problem of running out of capacity, having people who wanted to be on the air at the same damn time. How dare they?
right.
What?
And the crazy idea. DJs. Yeah, God, I tell you, demanding their time and talking at different times on different channels and being able to be understood.
Just tell them to move to Australia. They'll be 6 or 12 hours off everybody. It's fine.
There you go. Yeah.
Australia. We love you. Amen.
That's probably the best Australian accent I've heard from an international person.
Have you heard of who's that guy? Hugh Jackman.
Yes,
he does a good Australian.
He does an amazing Australian accent.
That is it. Russell Crowe.
No. No.
We don't talk about him ever.
We do not speak of him.
Fighting around the world.
Awkward.
I don't know. I hear he's outrunning floods these days.
True that.
They really intensified the Noah movie. I'm just
I know. I'm not sure that's what it was like, but I wasn't there. I wasn't there, so who knows?
But Hermione was there. Hermione was there right before she went on to I think she is a magical being from the Noah ages that went on to live and exist.
Well, she does have a time traveling device. I'm just gonna put that
Oh my gosh, she used a time turner to go back in time and help Noah build the ark. Holy shit, it makes sense now.
It all circles back around.
JD, I need to know, where did you get a bong shaped like a headset? Clearly. Nice.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, right.
2 points to Todd.
Yep. Oh, very well played, sir.
So outside of the Indiegogo campaign, what have you been up to? Anything recently in the past couple weeks that you had taking over your life?
Pretty much the campaign began, and we recently made the first layer, the first tier of funding. So I immediately set about implementing the changes. So I've been just crazy coding new servers, new automation for the network, and getting the new channels live. So if you go to alphageekradio.com, you'll see off to the right where once there was one player, there are now 3.5. There's the two talk channels, the music channel in its beta form, and then a placeholder for what I hope will eventually be the special events channel for convention coverage and Woodstock and all that fun
Ooh,
stuff.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. The idea of well, it went hand in hand with we're putting more and more live shows out, so I don't want to be a dick and preempt people left and right whenever I have a special event to do, so we should have a dedicated channel for special stuff so people can continue their regular shows when we have weird stuff going on.
So those
well, that's
were all,
awfully nice of you.
Those are all Shoutcast streams, correct?
Correct. Good old-fashioned. Okay. This is the weird revival of what was once considered an obsolete technology has it circled back around to usefulness in the land of mobile devices.
Yeah.
So especially in the United States where our mobile coverage and the prices we pay, and we have these wacky things here. I know the Australian's not going to understand bandwidth caps. Actually, no, he's going to powerfully understand
we have,
bandwidth.
No, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have
it.
You have
thing
those.
About that is, who was I talking to this about? I think it was CJ, actually. All of our bandwidth is capped.
Yeah.
We only have, like,
I
one
forgot
or
you
two
guys were the
unlimited.
You were the poster children for restrictive internet policy. So
we can blame Australia for ours. We got the idea from them.
Hey, I'm happy to be a poster child. That's fine. Put me up on a poster.
I'm sure you are, Dale. I am sure you is.
Nice.
He's the poster child for a lot of things. Especially when he wears his red shiny hat.
English's hat.
Observe me not touching that.
Yeah.
Whoa. See, there you go. He's got the hat. We're ready to go. It's a party now.
I feel complete.
I do too. Funny that.
We see.
I can make this complete for the video.
Oh, he can top it. He can top it. What's he got?
Wait
for
it.
Better. Yeah. Now I'm having a seizure. Thank you.
He's trying to get over the plague. We don't need to give him seizures. Come on.
Sure you do. Sure
another
do
point for seizures.
Green light.
So we're having we used to do Shoutcast stations as their own thing, and now it's an adjunct to people who are doing video streaming usually. So people who are doing live productions more and more are defaulting to things like Twitch.tv and Justin.tv and Ustream to do their live shows and Google Hangouts on air like we're experiencing right now.
Oh, neat.
But
ooh,
these.
Is that what this is?
Yes, this is not magic. Hermione is not involved, no matter how much
Damn.
You wish it to be so. Emma is not showing up.
Curses.
So
ooh, hang on, no. I can fix this. Give me a few seconds.
He's gonna use Google Effects. Hold on.
No. Keep going.
No. All right. Keep
just
going.
Carry on.
So okay. Yeah.
Pay live, no attention to the Aussie behind the curtain.
Compliment to live video streaming is Shoutcast is making a comeback at this point. Then,
as an add-on, so if you've got a fan who likes your show but just can't make it to their desktop rig, they can follow along with the live show on their phone or on their tablet without annihilating their bandwidth cap. So we stream the simultaneous audio at a low bandwidth that doesn't get cut off when you transition from 3G to 4G and back and forth again. And people can still tune in when they're far, far away from their homes. And this will remain useful until such time as our mobile broadband catches up to the point where the video apps work as beautifully out there in the world as they do sitting in your home. We're in no danger of that happening in the United States anytime soon.
No.
I think we got some years ahead of us where this will remain useful.
And that's not a technology thing. That's just a... That's a provider thing. Yeah.
That's a stupidity thing.
Yeah, that's
a greed thing.
That's
but that's a whole other
that's
rant.
That's a political topic we are not going to get into. So
absolutely.
We can leave that at B. You say low bandwidth. Do you guys have a – I don't know how ShoutStream works perfectly, but do you have a – is it adjustable or is it a fixed bandwidth for certain channels in this case?
The channels have fixed bandwidth, so okay. The voice channels go out at 56K. The music channel goes out at 128K.
Okay.
We found the sweet spot is 56K mono for driving around a reasonably well-developed city and having it not drop out constantly.
Right.
Even switching stereo on doubles the bandwidth usage in most cases, and you get a lot of dropouts. So we did okay. a lot of testing driving around Phoenix and decided, yeah, 56K, just about right. Sounds good on a car stereo and doesn't drop out every 30 seconds.
And with the stereo, do you – I mean, no, with the stereo. Sorry. With the music channel, do you jump that over to stereo or do you leave it on mono at 128? Or, yeah, 128. Yeah.
We're doing simultaneous streams, so we've got a nice full stereo 128 kilobit one, and then a simultaneous 56K, depending on whether someone's tuning in from their home rig or okay. from their mobile rig.
Okay.
There's not a lot there yet. That's in its nascent stages. We have a small library of music there. But
yeah, I was
got,
just curious what the current setup was, since it's in beta. Yeah. I know what you're starting with.
The idea is to have there be a higher quality one available because, hey, it's music and you right. want it to sound nice.
Right. That's we were in the pre-show discussing
Indeed.
The fact that I'm having to go to a lower quality because of weird issues with the Hangout. So if you're watching this live and the music we play in the break sounds bad, go back and listen to the podcast version. It'll sound much better.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah. It'll be fixed in post.
Fix it in post.
Yeah.
Geek.io. We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post.
That's our tagline, right?
Yep. Yes. Something along those. It should be, really.
You killed Todd, guys. See what you did?
Yeah.
Put Geek in, fix it in post, and get Geek out. And that'll work.
We can fix Todd in post. We'll just edit him out.
Wait, you put, just wait, you remove... put editing in and get Geek out. Yep.
Remove my lungs and wring them out. That's where I'm at in this cold, man.
Oh, don't you wish you could do that sometimes? It just feels so amazing. All man. The junk out.
Whoa. Is it just me, or is Azevedo's camera just flickering then?
It's because his it's wife's possible. Back there making Weird. Pixie dust and things.
Just making crack
that,
babies.
I have no idea what you were talking about. You need to
I'm paying attention for once, all right? Cut me some slack.
Just leave my $18 crappy camera alone, okay?
No, it's perfectly fine for us who like seizures and stuff like that, dude. It's cool.
Might help if I turn on the overhead light. We'll see. But with all that, I think it's time to move on to some other things, don't you, Mr. Budlong?
I think so. I think it's about time we hit something like this.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
It's Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos, where we talk about the gadgets, the games, and the gizmos that we've been playing with the past weeks. See how that works?
I do, but I don't think anybody on this list has played a game this week. I'm just saying.
Hey, that's why it's gadgets, games, or gizmos.
I don't.
and then we also throw in stuff we've been watching, whatever. Yeah.
None of those are gadgets and or gizmos. You may use those gizmos.
Listen,
I use gizmos.
Except
I don't really want to talk about
if
those
you
on
are
there.
Technically right. if you are watching a TV, you are using a gadget or gizmo of some sort.
This is true.
Depends on how. I mean, it's
if you are watching you a flex TV, it. Only one, or you can only watch one.
Right. If you watch three, then you're still technically using a gizmo, but you're actually using three or four. But anyway.
Welcome to technical cast.
As is true to form, since Budlong has nothing written under his name, he has to go first.
I really don't know what I should put. I don't have anything.
Oh, look, can I be
what?
Jared?
You did nothing? I can think
Jared.
Of at least one thing you did.
I'll be Bulldog. I've got no hair, but I work on How It Stacks, and they just did an episode on Clue. It turned out really good, guys. You should check
Which
it out.
Which was awesome, by the way.
he already plugged that last
I plugged
episode.
That last week, so...
Well, do it again.
I haven't downloaded it yet. Is that ready? Is that available for download
It is available for download.
Yes, that is available.
geek.io.com/howitstacks.
Is that where I can get
or
it?
Or on the Geek.io master feed at geek.io.com.
Well played, Dale. Actually, if you look at the...
where I listen to it.
Todd approves.
Yeah, if you look at the post...
We got the nod of approval from Todd.
If you look at the summary, there is also a bonus audio clip from our gameplay at a local coffee shop. Do listen to that. It's chopped down from an hour and 15 minutes down to like 30. So we cut out a lot
and
of the
want
ums
that in your
and the
ears
uhs
right
and
now.
The all of that. So take a listen. It's actually a lot of fun.
I didn't get it. I don't remember the end, but did we have the part where you like totally got the rules wrong?
Yes. You mean when I cheated or?
Yeah. I didn't want to say cheated because I value your friendship.
You cheated or when you rules wrong?
I got the rules wrong, which ends up being cheating. So, and that's fine.
I refer to it as when I got F'd in the A by my friend, but we're splitting hairs.
You know.
So Clue, if you guys haven't played that game in forever, you're supposed to prove the person wrong. So whoever rolled and is making a guess, you have to prove them wrong if you can. I caught that as, you know, give them a card if you like to prove them wrong. I didn't catch the you have to part, so I kind of skipped one, and we were at the point in the game where people were about to like give their actual answer. Like if they get wrong, they get kicked out of the game. And JD made a guess, and I was like, I can't prove that wrong because I didn't want to give him a card. And then he made a guess completely based off of that and got kicked out of the game. So
yeah. Oops. And then the weird part, and this is why I just think it's weird, you know, nothing strange about it. Your wife went on to guess the right answer the very next turn. Totally, you know,
that was coincidental.
Interesting. Interesting how that works.
It wasn't a setup or anything.
go listen to it. It's an interesting development. The other thing I did was break Azevedo's computer, evidently. So he got to reinstall.
I don't know if you broke it.
Everything. I was over there. He got a blue icicle, which allows him to use his XLR mic to computer, which he is holding up right now.
See the nice blue glow.
By recommendation of
it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, Tom Merritt's recommendation. It isn't a great device as long as it doesn't.
Be sure to register
computer.
Your copy.
Whoa,
shite! There it is. There it is.
That
do you want to play
back
the whole clip? I'll play
memories.
The whole clip.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam at www.spatialaudio.com. You'll feel warm and squishy inside once you do.
Squishy. That brings back some memories.
Yeah. By the way, people, I have a registered copy of Sam, all right? They just include that clip in there. They do include it in there.
Yeah, it's included as an audio clip that you can play randomly. So fun.
So that free plug for Sam.
Yeah.
As a total tangent.
Yeah.
I'm one of the things I was doing as a result of getting the funding was buying copies of Sam Broadcaster. Ooh. And if you're going to buy Sam,
you said copies. And I don't like the sound of that.
I don't like the sound of that.
When you add two servers, you kind of sort of need two copies.
Oh no, I just I'm talking about the price. That's it.
Oh no. Well, this is about the price.
Oh.
Because they have a system in place on their purchase page, which is designed to detect when people are going to abandon their shopping cart. And will spontaneously, if your mouse starts heading for the refresh button or starts heading for the back button, will pop up a 30% or 50% discount.
What?
So for the love of
that's
God,
when I bought it.
Don't
awesome.
Pay full price for Sam Broadcaster.
Well, that's awesome.
That didn't happen when I did it. Wow. Sales must be down if they have to do that.
Yeah. In Australia, they disabled that code. So.
That's your toilet. $600.
No, you guys leave them alone. Their toilet's still flush in reverse back there. So.
Yes.
Goddamn Coriolis effect.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that what that's called? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, he calls ours the Coriolis effect.
I call
because
it
we flush backwards to him.
Auriculus?
I actually think they teach that in Australian high school. Is that what you guys even have that down there? You guys have high school? That's cool.
Actually, they do, and you're about to hint on something that most of our guests pick on. So,
I love Dale.
Dale
so
just
much.
Graduated like last year.
Well, congratulations, dude. Did they teach you in high school that your toilets are wrong?
Dale, I'm just messing with you. We love you.
I graduated in November of 2011. There we go.
Close enough.
I think
December.
Yeah,
you graduate December.
Hey, that's our weird. Summer. Remember,
November.
It makes sense.
November. That's our summer.
Huh.
Well, dude, it's
true.
It's Thanksgiving. What must to be thankful for besides graduating? That's right. Awesome.
No more high school.
Exactly.
You guys
cheers.
Have like.
Except I don't have Thanksgiving. So,
your turkeys
you know.
Get dressed with caps and gowns, you weirdo.
All right, and then I just thought about the only other thing that I have been messing with is I just got a new SPL meter, so I was playing around with that. It's a sound pressure level to read how loud your environment is, but I was using it for speaker testing.
Yeah, you can't use it on Gallant Stacks.
Yeah. No, I need to use it on you, but that's a whole other topic.
Oh. Hey-o.
So
somebody's
here,
pressuring JD sound.
As is the norm, I will pass it on, and before he loses his voice, we'll pass it on to Todd, just in case.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to apologize for the state of my voice because I am recovering from the plague.
It still sounds amazing to me.
Why, thank
just
you.
Just saying.
I can get close if
hey,
I...
Hey, Todd, I do apologize about Jared's advances. I am sorry for that.
It's all right.
I am so powerfully resisting the urge to say the phrase kids these days. I hope you appreciate that.
You got all those
hey,
kids.
Some people still call me a kid. Oh, wait, I still have that.
I had it down low still.
That's brilliant.
Am I having a stroke or is the Australian talking?
He's using
and
the
what?
Pitch.
Am I going over the mat? Am I going over the mat?
Okay.
I don't know. We may have to uninstall Dale Sam. I'm just
maybe,
saying.
Maybe.
I'm going to fly to Melbourne and kick him in the nuts.
I'm not in Melbourne.
He's in Brisbane.
I'm not in Brisbane either.
I'll fly to Melbourne and drive to Brisbane then, whatever.
You'll ride a kangaroo, and it's fine.
It's across the street,
you'll ride
right?
a kangaroo.
It's Australia.
Point to Bud Long. Actually, I'll give him 2 points for that one.
Yeah, 2 points to Bud Long.
Yay!
Hey, how come I ain't got fucked up on your points?
You have a point. You have a point. I don't remember what it's
you
for.
You have a point.
I have one written down
cares.
Here for you.
Nobody cares.
Your bullshit game. What? I'm sorry.
Whoa! Let's get back to Todd and his non-plugging.
Oh hi!
Hi there.
Oh boy!
As I cough a
little, I shouldn't make you laugh. Sorry.
No, my loving children brought forth many germs and laid my. They were over it in a day, and my wife and I have been on our asses for 4 days straight. It's a wonderful thing. Getting old sucks. Embrace life while you're young, because holy crap!
Shush.
Stuff just starts falling off.
People say that in my real life, let alone anything else, and they're like, what, 5 years older than me? And they go, oh, wait until you grow up.
Yeah, you're like 12, dude.
All right, and the guest has made fun of Dale's age. Everyone take a shot.
Okay, so I have an idea. All right, from now on, cheers. We need to start a bet before the show starts at how long it will take for our guest that week to pick on Dale for his age. This will be like the Trek Nerd segment on TMS. It'll be fun.
In my defense, you guys did lay the groundwork for it early.
We did.
But
my
usually,
his
we don't even have
date.
To, and that's the best part.
I walked right into that.
We normally don't even have to. Somebody normally just says, so you're what, like 17?
Who was it? Who was it last time?
That was Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Lynn Peralta.
It was Lynn Peralta. And before that was, I think, Bill Meeks. That. So
Bill Meeks, yeah.
Everybody. Everybody
yep.
does
everyone,
it.
Everyone loves my age. Y'all are just jealous. That's what it is.
Essentially, yes.
Carry on.
I'm off my honest. I turned old in December, so you know I do miss my younger days.
Are you old? Well,
are you the big 3-0?
I am, sir. I am.
Yeah. You have no pity from me.
I don't need your pity to feel old. I just walk upstairs.
He doesn't even have any pity.
Don't
for
eat
me.
Onions anymore.
Oh, you have no idea what's in store
you
for you.
Don't eat onions anymore? Is that what you said?
I'm fucking playing. I eat the shit out of some onions.
Onion rings.
I'm so happy for you.
Really. You haven't even met Dr. Right. Jellyfinger yet, so you got...
Oh.
Oh.
Ew.
He's coming over later, right?
Ooh, playing. Oh. Nice.
Minus right. 1 point from Todd for making us feel yeah. young.
Awkward. Back on
did make bringing up Dr. Jellyfinger.
I'll be in the car.
Bring it up. I have to ask.
Did you not go the fetch routine and go using the whole fist there, Doc, or did you just
okay?
You headed me off, on. And I can go. I can just segue directly to Moon River.
That's what it sounded like, by the way.
Yeah,
it sounded like this.
It's the bit at the end that makes that, which where you're not quite sure that she wasn't enjoying it a little. I forget what comedian does it, talking about going to this for the first time and saying, you're afraid you're not going to like it, but you're more afraid
that you will. That's funny.
Anyway, oh, getting back on track here. Gadgets not involving anal probes.
Preferably.
Well, that is technically a gadget. Technically, it is a gadget.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, hello. Now I'm uncomfortable.
Don't clench. The gadget I've been using over the last week has been pretty much from the internet as a whole, and have been really grateful and enjoying the information sharing that's there, that's allowed a non-programmer, non-code writing being. I'm an IT professional, but I do really hardware-centric stuff. I'll build machines, I'll build networks, get them talking to each other, but running a piece of software and writing code or writing a script, that's freaking sorcery to me. And I've had
Mr. Wizard.
Pretty much. And it's the magic box that the stuff comes out of, and I don't know what happens in step two. So I've been forced to learn more about that in order to automate the servers I've been putting up and have things happen on the front page of the website without me having to be directly involved, because I still have a full-time job and stuff needs to happen whether I'm paying attention or not. So the amount of information sharing, forums, and just freely available and lots of really good public forums and support sites out there for all kinds of different scripting for SAM Broadcaster, for playlist automation language in SAM Broadcaster, all that great stuff. I've been able to cobble together an extremely kludgy and inefficient system, but a system nonetheless that from the outside looks good and works good. It was put together by a complete non-professional with no skills. So thank you, Internet.
Internet is fantastic.
Hooray, Internet.
Yippee.
That, and I've been playing a lot with the Roku boxes just because getting the Alpha Geek Radio streams working on the TuneIn app properly and looking good and sounding proper and being able to be searched for turned out to be a little bit more complicated than I expected it to be, but now they all work just fine. So if you want to listen to Alpha Geek Radio on your television or your home stereo system, go get the TuneIn app for your Roku box and go to town. It's happening.
I'm going to make a note of that right now.
Now, the TuneIn, I mean, TuneIn, they're kind of a parasitic organization where they will it's symbiotic, I should say. They grab your stream and will reshare it to people, but they also make your stream available on all kinds of devices with zero effort on my part. So the only price they pay is, you know, when you start a stream, you may get an advertisement that's not mine, whoopity-doo. And you can support devices like Blackberries and Windows Phone and Roku boxes. There's a few people out there still using them.
There's a few.
Okay,
that's pretty accurate.
I didn't realize that it was that easy.
No, if you go to their site, it's ridiculous the number of devices they support, up to and including vehicles like Chevy vehicles and Tesla vehicles with their in console entertainment systems. You can load the TuneIn app in those as well and stream your stuff. And set-top boxes and all kinds of smart TVs and stuff. So it's a fun way to get your stuff in more places where people might want to listen to you more than just their mobile devices. So it was an obvious partnership. So I got all set up with them. It was a little kludgy just because I didn't know what I was doing. But again, the internet was there to help me. And so I learned about integration with Roku apps and smart TVs. And it was fun and interesting and nerdy. And it's my happy place. And what are you showing me? Are you showing me the TuneIn app?
Trying to. There it is.
Don't tune into the stream while we're streaming. It's like putting a portable hole inside a bag of holding. You'll end the universe.
It wasn't supposed to automatically start, but it did.
Hermione
anyway.
Does have a turntable timetable. What?
What?
Yep. A turntable. Exactly.
Two turntables.
Is she listening to her vinyls? What's going on? Does she have a microphone?
She might, and a turntable.
Another turntable? So she has two turntables and a microphone.
Yes.
Is that interesting?
She does have two turntables and a microphone.
I see what you did there.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
It was a long walk for no
reason. It was a long walk.
A long stroll, if you will.
Well, the way this segment works is once you finish telling us what you've been doing, you pick the person to go next. So who goes next, Mr.
Oh, my.
Let's see now.
Jonathan Depew, who doesn't like to be called Jonathan Depew.
He likes JD.
What's up, everybody? I'm JD from How It Stacks. I'm sorry.
Wow. Maybe you should play it one more time, just in case.
One more time. Where can we find this How It Stacks show?
At www.geek-io.com/How It Stacks. That's terrible. Please don't ever show that to anybody.
I already got it. I might actually use that.
I might need to do
our new ad bumper.
Anyways, not a whole lot going on. Got some cool TV time in last week when I threw my back out, and I am not that loud, Jared. Gosh,
yes, you are.
Someone's paying attention.
So
maybe it's just my tweaked audio earbuds.
Ooh, I hear we can get a discount of
use code Geek at checkout for 33% off.
And free shipping.
Tell me of these Tweaked Audio earbuds. I know not of them.
Yeah, they come in seven styles and seven colors, although wood is not a color. Yeah. So.
Wood's not really a color. So
wood is more a state of mind, in my experience.
So,
especially in the morning.
Anyway.
There
it is.
A lot of good bass reflex.
Mahogany.
Look, I saw Dale's humongous...
Ooh. Oh, not that type of wood. Okay, never mind.
So I was watching. I got to watch some Sherlock, and I've not really sat down to watch it, but I've glimpsed it here and there because it's basically like watching a fucking movie. It's an hour and a half each episode. So
yes,
you know,
but and it's not enough.
It's long, dude. I mean, it's good, but it's fucking long. You know, but it's super awesome. So if you guys are into TV. You need to watch that show. But here's the cool thing. So I was just surfing the interwebs today, and Game Rant is released an article about a game called Reroll, which is an actual world-based survival game, which means that they're 3D mapping the entire planet to do the level for this game. So like they basically will take a drone and they fly it for a kilometer and they'll 3D map that kilometer and then they stitch it together with all their other pictures and stuff like that to form an environment. So they're 3D mapping the entire planet for a survival based action RPG.
The way God intended.
Yes, it is. I saw it looks ridiculous, dude. It is it's a survival action game. And it's supposed to be like the world's just falling apart for tons of different reasons. And you can choose to be a nomad and hunt and scavenge, or you can like freaking live and run down New York or wherever you wanted to stay. So it looks pretty epic, man. So that was pretty interesting little read. What else have I been doing? Oh yeah, rediscovered Method Man. How awesome is that? Nobody likes the Method Man.
Method Man.
I heard was rediscovered meth.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's why it's all aired, so too.
Man. Yep.
Okay. Which explains everything.
That's where the energy comes from.
No. Method Man. He's awesome. Love it and live it. And Johnny Blaze it, whatever. I don't care. What else? Doctor Who on our fourth time through.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Now, I think you have a problem, dude. He is saying New Who, just for reference, not old and new, correct?
Oh, I know, but there's still seven seasons of that.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're definitely on our fourth go-through on that, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, and it's at the point now that we have – do you remember the episode where the little, like, fat crawled out of people?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I bought – I bought Vicky the little stuffed animal for it, and we hang it in her car, right? So Gio gets in the car, and he looks at it, and he goes, I want to watch Doctor Who. And at that point in time, we're like, we have won. We rushed home and watched Doctor Who. But yeah, we're on our fourth go-through, and I'll still say, dude, it's still just as good the fourth time as it was the first. So it is
– what? Back up the truck here. You used a stuffed adipose doll for behavior modification.
Yes.
Hey, dude.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, yes. You got to do what you got to do, bro.
You are doing it right.
see?
It's winning where you can.
I approve.
Where you can. So this one I'll throw out there just because I want a good, like, conversation piece. I'm heavily debating PS4, Xbox One come the holiday season of 2014, right? The biggest reason why is Elder Scrolls Online. I want to know some feedback from the audience. talk amongst yourselves. What
between
we got?
The consoles?
Well, here's the thing, right? So I could easily, you know, sacrifice a virgin and build a supercomputer to run that thing, or I could just console, which I love anyway.
Don't kill yourself, dude.
Prepare the virgin.
Nice. Why do you have that drop in?
Yeah. Dale has everything.
I have all the buttons.
I have to. How long have you been sitting by with your finger above that button? Like how many episodes?
Oh my god! As long as I've been
all of them.
That's actually a shortcut key command that he can press four buttons and it just he's ready to go.
Yeah. How long was your finger hovering over the virgin? Yes.
No. What's worse is he's like JD's on. That's gonna have to come up sooner or later.
Yep.
He had it ready.
I just was curious, man, because like I love the 360 much more than I do the interface of the PS3. However, I don't like how Microsoft released it, how they talked about it, and I really think that they're waiting for everybody to jump on board and then they're going to anal rape us. So yeah.
What do you think they're gonna do? Just out of curiosity, like I don't.
I mean, I honestly, dude, I definitely foresee them going, hey. I know that you guys loved how we weren't going to do all those things, but now we're going to force you to have to be online because it's been so long. We're going to have to force you to do this, dude. They lost a lot of my trust in them as a gaming console.
Well, the problem is the game would have to be coded that way, if I'm not mistaken, so that I don't know if they can retroactively do that for all your old games.
Dude, it's a patch, bro. It's software. They could easily put a patch in that software just go, you can't do this anymore. And that's what scares me. And like I know PS4, they don't have the best track record either. However, they didn't blatantly come out and go cockslap, and then
But they didn't on the PS3, and then they took stuff away later on too. So you're taking chances there. So
the stuff they took away was pretty rare air stuff. The ability to boot it into Linux. That's a pretty small sliver of the universe.
They took away backwards compatibility, which was a huge reason for buying that console initially.
Yes,
too.
I mean I am a member of that sliver.
Yeah,
keep in mind. But I would summarize, my opinion on the matter is summarized by advertisements on the dashboard. That's where Microsoft lost me.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, I do see that now, dude. They definitely have a lot of crap that floats on that thing now.
Sony has never gone there. They have basically said, here's our service. Here's the one you can pay for. Here's what it gets you access to. And the rest of it is just clean interface. No muss, no fuss. Does what it says what it does. And enjoy.
Dude, what's funny is like what drives me crazy right now about Microsoft, and this is someone who's getting free stuff and I'm complaining about it, but when they give away their free games and they're like, okay, you know, here's Halo, you guys can have Halo for free. I mean, that game's like 6 years old.
No, the original Halo when they gave it away? Yeah, the one that came out when the Xbox One, or the original Xbox? Wow, that's dumb. That's a
not the Xbox One.
I know, it's a bad naming convention.
That's the new one. I get confused.
I'm being facetious, dude. I thought about that when they gave out Gears of War.
Yeah.
When they're literally on their fourth, you know, like an edition of that game.
Everyone here can attest when the announcements first happened. I was all gung ho for the possibility of the Xbox and what it could do if you were online all the time. The fact you could share your games, all that sounded like a great idea. They've handled it really badly, and I've actually just stopped paying for Xbox Live. So I don't even if I were going to buy a console right now, it would actually probably. Be the PlayStation at this point because I don't pay for satellite. So the media pass through possibility of the Xbox wouldn't be as big a deal for me anymore. And I don't know. I'm not going to buy one, but if I were right now, it would probably be a PlayStation 4. I hate their controller scheme, like the layout. I just don't like their controllers at all. But
yeah, I can't the controller unless I'm playing a slow paced RPG. I don't really like that controller or a fighting game. Now, fighting game, that controller's fucking epic, dude.
I don't know. Just so saying. If you're wanting advice, I don't know. I don't have a good answer. At least I don't.
And the last thing I got is my opinion of Sherlock is better than Jared's. Jared, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm. Wait, nice. I see something else at the end of yours. But, what is that?
Well, basically, dude, so, I mean, I know we try and stay away from, like, the huge, huge topics, you know, but I just kind of flabbergasted that DMX is going to fight George Zimmerman. So, like, I don't know if you guys have read that or come across that yet, but DMX, da-da, da-da. You know, that guy. Rough Riders is going to fight Zimmerman. So
when I hear DMX, I just think of this. Wait for it. Hold on. It's got a couple seconds of silence at the beginning of the video. Hold on.
That's like a...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Same old shit. Nigga. My nigga. What are you talking about? Okay, that was...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You know, greatest
mashup
I can't
get you guys
ever.
On my stream fast enough, you know?
I will give you a link for that.
I'm so glad you had that at the ready.
Oh,
wow.
I saw his notes, and that's why I was like, no, you have to talk about this, because I had it pulled up on YouTube already.
Here's what I feel bad, because Todd's like, I can never do this show again.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's like, hey guys, when you're done posting this, can you remove me from any possible tags that you may
Whoa,
have?
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Much.
How about ridiculous length there? Sorry.
That link is the hotness
wow.
right there.
Wait, what? How'd that happen?
I copied it from a Google search instead of the YouTube page there. There's the YouTube link. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I'm just going to nip off and burn my soul, okay?
Oh, okay.
Too late. Too late. We'll, it's already been burned.
We'll still be cool. here when you get back, so it's fine.
All right, well, it is my turn to choose the candidate, and I will have to go with Vito.
The candidate?
You're the candidate. You're the candidate to go next.
Is this an election or something?
It is, and then I'm going to vote on why mine was better than yours.
I don't know.
Love you.
Does it bring all the boys to the yard?
If it's a milkshake, it will.
Milkshakes.
I'm leaving that comment alone.
So, JD... So what have you watched of Sherlock? What, like the first episode or something?
No, I've watched it twice all the way through.
Oh, well, you didn't
Where
say that.
Where do you find the time for this?
Dude,
sleep, I guess.
So let me explain. So this is how Vicky and I go. Like, we will put on, like, when we're home cooking dinner, hanging out with the baby, it's like Doctor Who or, like, you know, his kids' shows, right? Then when he goes to bed, it's... whatever, but don't forget, dude, we had the Snowmageddon and Snowpocalypse last week down
That's
here where,
true.
Like, yeah. everything was shut down for 3 days, and I had a hurt back, so I just laid on my back and watched Netflix for 3 freaking days.
Nice.
Fair enough. Yeah. How's your internet? How's your ISP treating you?
Yeah.
Did they call you and go, dude, really? Do you not have a job?
Mediacom loves me.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
But no, I haven't watched Sherlock all the way through twice. I'm just fucking around, dude. But I've seen it once, bits and pieces through, and then now I'm going through it and watching it in its entirety.
I love that show so much. And the third season just wrapped up on PBS, so I'm done with that. And I'm sad to see it go, but...
Was season two the rooftop ending that was real like...
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. And you watched... And you're caught up then to season three, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've just finished season three. And I think there's still all three episodes of season three are on the PBS website.
Nice.
If you have a Roku...
So they're on?
Yeah, if you have a Roku box, there's a PBS channel, pro tip, that has all three of the episodes you can stream right to your Roku.
Ah, thank you for that.
Or you can use couchtuner.eu.
Yeah, and I think those expire like April 6th or something, so you got like a month or two to watch them. Before they're gone. Maybe less. I don't know. I haven't checked. I watched them live because I couldn't wait. I love Sherlock so much.
Wait, so you're saying they're on the
like
PBS
Doctor
website?
Who more.
I do want to...
Oh my god, of course!
Of course.
Sorry, that's a clue clip. I had it handy.
Doctor...
What?
Ooh.
There it is.
That was there really good timing. Nice.
Well played. Dale gets 2 points for that one.
I have all the buttons.
No, and he just has them right there at the ready. So anyway, Sherlock, I won't go into too much because there's lots of spoilers, but it is Fan-frickin-tastic.
Does it get better? I can only imagine it does.
I still think I like season two the best, but season three is just
Moriarty's
going
to be a hard villain to top, dude. He is,
and there is that gaping hole in season three, and I think that's what season three is lacking. And season three takes more of a character-focused and less of a solving-crimes-focused thing. Like, they have these kind of simple backstory, almost, crimes that they solve. But
yeah,
because it takes more kind of a focus on the characters, but it does a really good job with it and is fantastic. Also finished up Sleepy Hollow, the first season of that, and I was really surprised at how well that show did. Like, I really liked it. I won't go into the last episode because, holy crap, there was some twists that I didn't see coming, and I should have because they were so incredibly obvious. But that's a good show. I'm sold. I'm in. I'm ready for season two. It's time. Ring on the Sleepy Hollow and the sexy British man who makes me almost want to swing for the other team, but...
Wow.
Oh, wow. Tell me you have
talk
that
about
shit
a plot twist. I did not see that one coming.
What? We've talked about my love of Tom Eisen,
that was
Eisen, right?
About an hour, so that's easy, maybe? That's easy to clip out later. Yeah.
I don't quite remember that.
It's okay. You can put it out there.
It's out there now.
My wife's in love with Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm in love with Tom Eisen.
Speaking of Benedict's
cucumber.
did you guys see that article out by a linguist who broke down why some of those names work but some of them don't when you're making fun of him?
No.
Okay,
no.
It's a linguist who basically took that whole meme of making fun of his name but actually broke it down to language and why it works for some of them and some of them it doesn't. Like, he gave rules as to which ones would work and why they're funny. And it was
clearly
brilliant.
This man has too much time on his hands.
Yes. Or he's a professor and that's he just
I got yelled at watching TV shows. We worship Jared for his random facts.
Hey, but no. You're not rearranging Benedict's cucumbers, so it's fine.
Oh, jeez.
That guy is.
What is this? Bandersnatch Cumberbund, right?
Yes.
That, exactly.
That sounds right. I think that's right.
That's about right.
Hey, the Lego movie comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually get really excited about that. It looks amazing.
I really want to watch
I don't know.
That.
It has Will Arnett as Batman, and that just... I'm sold. I'm in.
Anyone can be Batman.
Come on, JD,
it's
do
Will
it.
Arnett.
JD, do it.
You got to be more nasally than that. It's all about justice and saving Gotham. And then when we're done, I'm going to teach all the elementary kids schools how to say no to drugs. That's what it's about. So I'll give it back to your community. Alfred, I got a shit. Bring me the toilet.
I'm not wearing any pants.
I'm not even.
Oh, my.
Clearly, some men just want to see my lungs burn.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We've talked about this on How It Stacks at www.geek-io.com/howitstacks. But we're they're sitting in the producer's room or whatever room they're in, and Christian Bale does his voice, and nobody looks at themselves and goes, that might be a bad idea, guys. Like, that thought never occurred.
I think what happened is they remember the breakdown he had on the other set, and were like, you know, I really don't feel like getting yelled at again.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
Get the saboteur out of here.
If I only had my soundboard working.
Yeah, and nice. And I've already talked about my icicle, so we won't go back into that. But it's great. I've got my new mic going, and as far as I know, it sounds pretty good. I'm not listening to myself, so
you sound great.
Thank you.
Caressing my earballs, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I want it in my ears right now. I want it in my ear holes right now.
And aside from that, getting the icicle installed like ruined some drivers on my computer, and it crashed horribly. So we ended up wiping
Windows.
And reinstalling everything.
Yeah, that was fun.
And the icicle still wouldn't work.
You had a problem with Windows?
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Imagine that.
I'm just gonna use my phone right here.
Dude, I don't care.
I am. We
all know Windows is a bad thing.
Let me whip out my iPad. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, mine too, Dale.
Wait, let me hook up my icicle to your iPad. Oh, I can't. There's no.
Actually, you can. Actually, you can.
Shut up, Bob. Yep, okay. I'm trying to make a point
but
here.
I would like to say,
but you have to buy a fancy adapter.
You want to play ESO? You have to buy a console. Why? Elder Scrolls Online. You have to buy a console.
Oh no! I mean, I can play it on my computer, dude. I just don't like playing games.
You can
on
play
computers.
It on your Chromecast. Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
Dude, I have a custom built PC. I just, you know, I don't want to play it on that.
I'm messing with you. It's all in.
No, it's cool that you just you
fun.
Know. And it's not a Chromecast, you ditch.
I changed it to Chromebook. I know. I
could watch this for hours, just in case you're.
Wondering. I could too. I could watch this show for hours.
If you want to know what it's like when me and JD hang out, it's this right here.
Yeah, it's just us going back and
just
forth.
Giving you a little peek behind the curtain here, folks. So, this is what goes on.
Like right before, in between, and after How It Stacks. It's this plus
which
another
is www.com-geekio.
geek-io.com/howitstacks.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
One of the 30
Todd,
times
I
he mentions it, he'll be right.
Todd, we're actually good people. We, you know, we pay our taxes. Dale doesn't. He's from Australia. They don't have.
They do. They have.
I have no evidence to support that assertion.
I pay my taxes. Plus, I'm foreign, so thusly you cannot hate me.
I don't hate you. I just, you know, you're foreign. I mean, I'm sorry. Playing Dale, I love you so much.
You're so horrible. So bad.
So are we playing? Zen and the Art of Xenophobia in the intermission
what?
Today?
Oh, did that? No, it got changed.
No, I was making a joke. Never mind.
Oh. Moving on. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't follow that.
See?
Sorry.
No, I was just talking about JD hating foreign people, but never mind. So even after the wipe, the Icicle driver still didn't install properly because Windows 7 and the Icicle have some kind of issue. But I have found the answer to fixing it. As you can see, it is now working. So if anybody, you know, wants to set up an Icicle on a Windows 7 device and has issues, let me know.
But what about Windows 8?
I know the secrets. Apparently it's fine on Windows 8. No problems.
We speak not the name of the evil one.
Yeah. But
we don't mention his name.
I just try not to look at Windows 8 ever because it makes me want to punch things. But speaking of punching things,
dude, Windows.
What have you been up to, Dale? And that is how you segue people. That is how you get all the wins.
And that is why you want to get me off the show. And that's not going to happen. Not much out of the ordinary, apart from boring real life stuff. Still doing Chuck. Still re-watching Chuck. Come on.
Whoa.
Blue Rangers ended this.
I think Todd almost spewed
Chuck
all over his mic.
Does he appreciate you telling him these things?
Well.
Whoa.
Moving off of this really quickly. I too am watching Sleepy Hollow at the moment. Just started watching it because it just ended, didn't it? So now I'm binge-watching on it out here. So that's probably the best way to kind of do it, and I'm watching.
I'd recommend binge watching
it.
It's a little better that way.
Yeah, yeah. It seems a bit slow if you want to do it from week to week. I'll be doing that with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when that comes available for the whole season.
Watch the pilot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., skip like 4 or 5 episodes, and then jump back in, and you'll be fine.
Watch the pilot, then go straight to episode 6, and go from there, because Dale can do math.
Good job.
It's hard. I've been playing a really stupid independent little game based off an old reality TV show called Don't Forget the Lyrics, the Rock Edition. It has some classic stuff in there, like Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin. Yes, I know those people. To my age there? You shut your dirty mouth.
Oh, that's adorable.
Don't make me... What, am I yelling into my microphone again, Bloodlord?
No, I brought you up, actually. You're good.
Okay. Alright. I get worried when it starts dinking. I don't know. I played a little Hearthstone the other day. I did a video of it as well. That you can check that out on my YouTubes. YouTube.com/F1DC. Look at us doing the shameless plugs today. And there's another one coming up right now. A podcast I do for this network at geek-io.com/TTMN. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night. I did a huge update on the Wikia page for that. So you got your directors, your actors, and that sort of thing, and if they're connected to anything else, and they've appeared in the show before, which only two actors have. Halle Berry. Yep, Catwoman's own Halle Berry. and some second tier.
I know that's how she likes to be second referred. Tier.
Yes.
not New Year's Eve's Halle Berry. I'd rather put it towards Catwoman than anything else.
Jeez.
And some second tier actor that no one ever cares about ever has appeared twice. But apart from that, everyone's still fresh. So the more episodes I do with that, the more connections there'll be, hopefully. But yeah, really enjoyed that. We'll get into more about this latest episode later on in the show. And that's pretty much me.
So is Halle Berry your most appearing actress now?
Yes. Yes. Tied. Tied for first.
Oh. Yeah. With the second tiered nobody.
Yep.
Yeah.
The second tiered nobody.
Tied to the second tier no one. There we go.
Nice.
That's how we all want to be known as. And that's about it. Because I've been... Ooh, hello. You don't want to be
tied to your second tier.
Anyway, I'll stop playing around with my voice effects now, and we'll move on.
Clearly you will not.
Yeah, no. Probably not.
I promise. I'll promise that's the last one. That's the last time I'll pull that out. All right.
They're here for the duration of the show.
Okay. All right.
I don't doubt.
I think we should move on to our intermission time.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break here
for a minute.
I think
it's time.
Don't unmute.
I think we're going to take a few minutes to take a break and listen to some ads. And a song by Ben Landis called Matt's Theme off of the Adventures in Pixel Time. Adventures in Pixels. Just kidding. Adventures in Pixel Time.
Adventure Time in Pixels?
Yes.
Is that what?
I was mixing those all kinds of
up. Oh, okay.
So,
see what happened there.
Yeah.
We mixing will, it all kinds of up.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. We're going to take a break. I need one. We'll be back. You've all probably heard about Audible.com before. It's the world's leading provider of audiobooks. Through Geek.io, you can actually get your first 3 months for 50% off. That's only $7.49 per month for the first 3 months. That'll save you over $22. Now, if you're not sure what Audible is, or you're not sure you're even going to like the service, feel free to try that Audible Listener Gold membership for free for 30 days. Remember, that includes one free book. After that 30-day trial is up, your membership will renew for the normal $14.95 per month, giving you access to one credit per month, as well as member benefits. What's that? You say you're already a member? Well, feel free to follow our link anyway, and you can give us a little kickback every time you buy an a la carte book. Check out all the details at www.geek-io.com/audible. And again, we want to thank Audible.com for their support of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is JD from How It Stacks here to talk to you about ProXPN. It is a private VPN, which basically means it is going to mask your IP address, protecting your data. So if you're out on the interwebs doing things you might not need to be doing, or if you're banking online overseas, it will help mask your data and keep it completely private. And you can do this for only $6.25 a month regularly, or you can use Geek20 for 20% off. So it's a pretty stellar deal, guys. And I'm just going to be honest, with all of the stuff that we've had going on, it's a good idea to invest in something like ProXPN.com. So I am JD, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
Does that actor look familiar? Is a movie a little too close to real life? Join Headphones Neil every week as he recaps a TV show or movie with the random thoughts that pop into his head to find out if that show was really as good or bad as people thought. That's real insight right here on Geek.io.
We'll be right back. And welcome back. That was Ben Landis, Adventures in Pixels, called Matt's Theme. And everybody is still muted. There we go.
I'm not muted.
There we go.
Yeah, but you're meant to be reading something.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on background stuff. Shh. You shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Jay Dizzle.
Bang. All right, a couple things before we get back into the show and talk about our wonderful topic. You can reach the show on Twitter via twitter.com/geekioshow and facebook.com/geekioshow and Google Plus at plus.google.com/plusgeek-io.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Get all the punctuation in there.
All right, our site, which has every show with notes and more, is geek-io.com. You can also reach us via email, feedback@geek-io.com. A quick note, we heard the new sponsor this week, Audible. Wanted to let you know that you guys, if you want to help us out, stick around for that first 30 days, otherwise we don't get the kickback. That'd be great. Just throwing that out there.
And you know what else would be great? If you answer a few little questions for us, it'll help us learn more about Dale closing the frickin' show notes when he needs them most.
Nice.
Hold on. There we go. It's completely anonymous, and it spans across the network. It'll help us determine what you like and don't like about the show noise. What?
It's gone now. Carry on.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be JD breathing through a luchador
mask. It's JD
mask.
Yeah, nice.
Why do I get blamed for shit that I'm not even doing?
Because you're breathing really loudly into that mic. Because
you're breathing.
You can't even do, like, period. The mic's over here, right? My air intakes and extakes are over here.
Hey, if you don't like if you
intakes
don't like
and
JD breathing,
is that how this
let
works?
Let us know on our anonymous survey. We won't ask for blood type. We won't ask for money. It's completely free, I think.
Yes. The survey is free.
Okay.
Now, you can donate to us at any time, geek-io.com/tipjar, or something else Jared Azevedo is going to talk about.
Yes,
exactly.
That's
right.
He's going to talk about that right now.
Geek.io is set up on Patreon. Patreon. I know we decided how that
Patreon.
Was pronounced.
I Patreon. Say Patreon because it's like patriarch, but that's
yeah,
me.
Or patron, maybe. I don't know. Patron. Patreon.com/geekio. If you go over there, you can help us, kick us some support, make a little donation, kind of a monthly thing, and if we can hit some of our goals, we'll get rid of ads, we'll try and make some more shows for you, do a little video production. It's going to be good stuff, but we just need a little help to get it off the ground, so if you can do that, that'd be awesome. Just go over to Patreon, that's patreon.com/geekio.
Or as I like to put it, Patreon. Patreon.
Patreon.
Yep, okay.
Sure.
Or Partyon.
Yes.
Partyon, go to Partyon.
Partyon,
go Partyon.
Dudes.
Excellent.
All right. So next is a segment that I'm going to see if my clips will play because my soundboard's being weird. Oh, geek out! And yes, Azevedo still needs to get me a better clip to end that with because I sound retarded.
Well, I've got a new mic now, so I'll work on it.
Yay! That's a reference.
I just got to remember to do that.
Freakazoid.
Geek out.
Yes, I should just use that. I could clip that and put it in there.
Mark it.
So this is Geek Out, where
free.
We pick a random topic and talk about it for a little, 15, 20 minutes, whatever time we have, and we voted for some untrue myths. I picked this one from HuffPo. I'm sure it'll be some fantastic writing that we can go through. But there are just
I love that cat gif there.
Yeah, there are 9 facts that we actually consider to be true from history, but actually are not. The cat gif at the top doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's kind of humorous. So the first one is going to be the story of Hamlet was created by Shakespeare. I had no idea that was not Shakespeare. I fall into this one completely. I always thought that was his. Doctor Who taught me wrong.
Hamlet was a... Just apply today's standards. Hamlet was a reboot. There
yes, it sure was. I had no idea, though. It was based on a an old Indo-European legend dating back to, what did they say, 1200 AD or so, somewhere around there? So it goes super far back. I mean, I wasn't a huge history buff or anything, but I was in drama some, and I remember reading about Hamlet in literature, but it was always attributed to Shakespeare. I don't ever remember hearing, oh, and by the way, it actually was based off a legend from like 600 years before him. Just throwing that out there. Did anybody know this to be not true or knew the truth about this?
I thought it was Shakespeare all along. It had me fooled.
And so should we go to the slave colony thing? Is this appropriate?
Scott Johnson likes to tease me about it, so sure.
Okay.
I
just figured, you know, they would. Well, you know what? No, that education in the slave colonies isn't as good as in the
prison colony. Prison colony.
Prison colony.
You said slave colony.
Wow. That was awkward.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
Just a little different.
I'm from the South.
May want to edit that out in post. Just probably not.
No. It's going to stay there.
It's going to stay in there.
Yeah.
Anything ever gets edited out in post.
You're going straight to hell
for that one.
Yeah, pretty much. So if anybody's listening, that was a Freudian slip. So, whoops. Did anybody else know that was true? No?
Nope.
I'm not surprised because... I don't know. This is kind of the whole there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to
stories. Yeah, but I mean, this was like a literal reboot, not a, hey, we're just going to take a little of this.
I mean, that's like Cinderella was an ancient Egyptian story I recently learned.
What?
Yes. Yes, it was originally an Egyption, a story from ancient Egypt.
My whole childhood was a lie.
I know. It wasn't
Cinderella
Disney.
Cinderella 3?
What is that? Is that
Cinderella 3?
Yep, there's a Cinderella 3. There's the third one, A Twist of Time, I think.
Is this a TMNT thing, or...
Is that for a terrible Tuesday movie? Yeah. 2 points.
Wait, that doesn't work.
Although I think I said TMNT, not TTMN, but it's fine. Whatever. Another How It Stacks throwback, so it's fine. Okay.
Hey, that's www.giflan.
Number two here, this surprises me as well, and I don't know why, but George Washington Carver did not invent peanut butter.
It's true.
Who?
Oh, that I learned that from American Dad, dude.
Wow. Nice.
Excellent. Awesome. Point to JD.
I get my history lessons from Doctor Who, and you get yours from American Dad. And yet, you're the one that's right, and that shouldn't be okay. Oh man!
Wait, Doctor Who has a peanut butter episode?
No, I was talking about Shakespeare.
No.
But he desperately should. That should be Peter Capaldi's signature moment.
Yeah.
Covering
100% rebel time lord who hates peanut butter.
Covering the TARDIS in peanut butter.
No, not the TARDIS.
In support of this.
His companion in peanut butter.
Now we're getting into fanfic territory.
Clara.
Doctor Who
anyway.
After Dark. Ooh. Doctor Who After Dark.
Wow.
Oh,
Doctor, who put that there?
Yeah, so evidently peanut butter has been around since, you know, the, what, 950 BC-ish? Obviously, that's not a set time, but somewhere from South America and the Incas mashed their peanuts into a paste.
Right on.
It was first registered as for a patent in 1884 when Carver was 20. So, anyway.
To his credit, Carver did... 1,000 million other things with peanuts.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, not to diminish Mr. Carver, because they did ridiculous amounts of things with peanuts.
Peanut
it just wasn't
just
peanut
not
butter.
Not peanut butter.
But that's always the first thing that's listed. It's like, and he invented peanut butter and peanut brittle and peanut hot sauce and, you know, whatever else you can think of. He created peanut glue. Yes.
Peanut oil.
Peanut glue.
I have to be careful when I say peanut anything. It just could turn into fa. How do they say it? What is it?
Pho.
It's pho. Okay.
Pho.
It could get really ugly really quick.
It's like the pho container?
The TMS. Yeah. The pho container or the pho
gotcha.
King restaurant.
Pho container, yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful how quickly you say those things.
Restaurant, yep.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, interesting fact there. Carver never patented his products. He believed they were a gift from God. So it definitely was not him, since somebody patented it when he was 20. So.
Right. Boom, Carver. Information should be
free. Does anybody want to talk about the next one? Because I don't want to be the one talking the entire time.
So, ooh, another myth. Ninjas wore all black costumes. I can't believe. Really? Hollywood has lied to us for all of time.
Wait a minute.
Because apparently they didn't. They wore dark blue because the night is not pitch black. The night is actually kind of blue.
Dark blue.
So ninjas were smarter and knew that wearing black would be better.
It's not just the all black they get into it and they're talking about, and it makes sense once you think about it, but they're talking about the outfits wouldn't have been so obvious because they were assassins. So the whole point of that is to not be noticed. And if you dress up like something that nobody else dresses up like, you stand out like a sore thumb. So, and they were actually, they go on somewhere in there, they talk about the ones that would be swinging their swords, everyone actually fighting would be the non, like the really low level ninjas, because the other ones were intellectual with espionage and all kinds of stuff, you know, so they wouldn't actually be physical fighting. So it's
noobs.
Whoa. So what you're telling me.
So the noobs were.
So
were the
Shinobi
ninjas.
Dragon is not really a ninja master.
No.
What? No, he is not.
I just won't have that.
Neither is Sub-Zero or Scorpion.
Whoa!
Just those are fighting words. Those are fighting words.
Whoa!
Simmer.
Rip out your spine, but he is not a true ninja.
There you go.
We have scorpions.
Get over here.
Yeah.
He's Todd's in Phoenix. Oh, it's like the birthland of scorpions. That's where all
the
scorpions.
It's their mother.
That's where all the scorpions hang out. It's their favorite place.
It's the scorpion motherland.
Jimmy Eat World lives in Phoenix or around there somewhere.
Somewhere around.
I love Jimmy Eat World.
Phoenix,
they're fucking amazing.
No, they're awesome. But Phoenix, Australia, we have a lot in common. We have various insects and lizards that will kill you if you.
Do
let
your
them.
Toilets flush backwards too?
Sadly, no.
Not your insects. Wow.
Hey, if you if you get a mirror, then maybe.
I'm not willing to go to that kind of effort when I'm copping a squat, so you're on your own.
Honey, get a mirror. I just.
So I'm just going to say that CJ has joined us in the chat, and he said Chris Farley wore a black outfit, and he is the only ninja.
Hi,
actually,
CJ.
On the cover of that, he wore a white
outfit. Oh, snap. We have some contention. Hold up. Wait a minute.
We're going to Google it.
No, he did. I mean, I can tell you from memory, he did.
Oh, consult the Google.
Todd, CJ actually agrees with you. He said Clara and peanut butter. He said faux yeah.
Faux yeah.
Actually, he said something else, but I don't do that.
So. I'm just going there.
Yeah, he went there.
Whoa, you're on another podcast, Jared, where there's a lot of profanity. What's the name of that show?
What's that? Oh, I think it's called How
It
Stacks.
How It Stacks.
Oh,
www.geek-jared.com.
I think that's four plugs for
us.
So
that's seven.
This is
seven.
Audible spamming, is what this is.
I think so.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think J-Day was never on this show as much as he plugs his other
one. The next myth would be that Vincent Van Gogh sliced his ear off. Now, I will preface this whole thing with there
you
is no...
One.
What? Did I skip one? Oh, I did. I skipped the naked lady on a horse. My bad. Lady Godiva.
Never skip the naked lady on a horse.
Somehow that happened.
Never.
I think it was the cartoonist drawing. I assumed it was just a weird
cat
gif.
Why was either one
a weird
set
cat
up?
Gif?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
weird.
I assumed it was a weird cat gif. It was a hand-drawn weird thing, so... I put it on the same level as cat gif, not actually a cat gif. Anyway, Lady Godiva rode naked through the streets on a horse. I don't know anything about this story, so I didn't know it was a thing. I just know of Godiva chocolate.
You've
which
never
is...
heard the story?
No.
Lady Godiva on the horse and
no.
anyone
no,
looked
I've
at her.
No, I've never heard of that shit.
And if you're watching the live feed, I have made Jared's video full screen, and it is definitely a whiteout. That is
Christ,
more than awkward.
Warn me when you do that shit.
Do not... need that in my life at the moment. But thanks.
Oh,
what's wrong with Chris Farley? Come on.
That's good. I think it's more the split
I don't
in
want
your
him
face.
With his legs open like that. And we're killing Todd. Oh, man.
All right. I'll turn it off. I'll turn it off.
So, Lady Godiva, down. Does anybody want to talk about that? Because I didn't know anything about Godiva other than their chocolate. So,
yeah, I mean, dude, I think it just boils down to, you know, her chocolate and stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
That's all we have to say about Lady Godiva's naked horse chocolate ride.
Naked horse chocolate ride? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Is that, is that how that went down? Okay.
That's my Rihanna cover band.
Ooh. It was a naked horse chocolate ride.
Nice. I was going to say it was my Limp Bizkit.
I was about to say
Limp Bizkit cover
that
album.
That was my Michael Jackson cover band before he turned white. Actually, you can have a white. You can have white chocolate.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was going to Limp Bizkit.
My Jackson 5
chocolate
cover band.
Hot dog
you could have,
sauce.
I mean, with Michael Jackson, it'd just be a no nut band, but it'd be fun.
Well, I mean, white chocolate's going to take all the good stuff out of the chocolate, so that might be your vanilla ice cover band.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, five. Go. Sorry.
Go Ninja, go Ninja. Hey,
I don't have that. I don't have that ready. So that Vincent Van Gogh sliced off his own ear, supposedly, according to, I guess, some other competing evidence. It could have actually been a roommate who they often got into fights but didn't, like, hold it against each other. They might have been at a drunken, violent relationship. I don't understand how that happens. But evidently they were trying to save each other the guilt and shame of one slicing off the ear of the other. So Vincent Van Gogh took the rap for cutting off part of his own ear. Like, I don't know. And it wasn't his whole ear. It was just a slice. So that's another often mistaken thing, was it actually was just a chunk of it.
Slice of ear.
Mm. Them's good eats.
Hey, what's the boxer? He agreed.
Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson. He loved him some Earios.
Hey,
I hear you.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's see. What is... blah, 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 blah.
Number...
Yeah, number six.
Number six, really, really. I can't believe this. King Henry VIII was not fat and villainous.
That's bullshit.
What?
I've seen the paintings, okay?
I mean, I know they had that movie where Eric Bana played him, and I just thought that was just, you know, Hollywood. But apparently he took the throne when he was 18, and his subjects loved him. And they called him Bluff King Hall, whatever that means.
I don't know either.
I don't speak the old English yet.
But he was considered sporty and generous.
But then shit happened.
But then
shit got real.
But then he got sick with ulcers and leg ulcers, which I did not know those were the thing. But he got fatter and angrier as he got older.
If you had leg ulcers? But, I'd get fat and angry.
But don't we all get fat and angry as we get older?
I guess I just get angry at this point.
Isn't that just the human condition?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm waiting for it. I have no idea what you're talking about either.
Shut your mouth.
Fat or old.
So all this started with one of his wives miscarrying a male child after learning of his accident, and then later that year he had her executed, which started his history of villainy? Wow.
Pretty much. Yeah.
As it does.
But he was apparently an all right guy up until that point. And he wasn't fat either.
Weird. Who would have known?
Who knew? Huh.
Who would have sunk it?
So apparently leg ulcers bang equals beheadings.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, well, it probably did back then. Everyone well, Dale's turning on his American voice. Yeehaw, cowgirl.
If that's your American voice, I'm going to nip off and shoot myself.
Please go back and throw some shrimp on the Bobby.
Oh, that's I see what you did there. That's Australian. That's funny. Dale's Australian.
That was as good as Dale's American, so we'll call it even.
Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Oh, man. Benjamin Franklin proposed the turkey should be our national bird over the bald eagle. Okay.
How is that not true?
I didn't know that was even a thing to be not true.
I've heard that.
Really?
I've heard that.
Where are these things that I've never heard of? I thought they were making half
of
these up. I just thought it was interesting.
You just don't pay attention.
Evidently.
Historical
class. My teacher called me long neck in high school, so I stopped paying attention.
Aww.
And it wasn't a reference to me. My last name is Bud Long, so Bud Light, long neck. He was a redneck.
Wow.
That's all that matters.
That's
and probably an alcoholic.
Wouldn't surprise me. Although I would say he was probably the most interesting history teacher I've ever had. He would, when people were falling asleep in class or not paying attention, he wouldn't like stop and try to get their attention by like, "Hey, everybody, pay attention, or you're gonna fail." He would just walk around the room and open up cabinets. And if they still were sleeping or not paying attention, on his next round, he would slam them shut while continuing his message.
Or he nice. Would take his like history textbook and slam it on their
yes.
desk.
Yes.
Who was this?
Mr. Wood.
Yeah,
Mr. Wood. Okay, I was wondering Woods. If it was like Mr. Watson, the old...
No.
You know,
no, not the crazy guy. No. Well, he was.
Well, this one's
Woods
crazy,
was crazy too.
Yeah.
But he was a different kind of
crazy.
Welcome
to high school I.O. right here,
right.
everyone.
No, my funniest,
Woods was more of a fun crazy.
The funniest story I had was he was
Watson
he
was more
talking.
Of a dangerous crazy.
People weren't paying attention, so he walked into the closet in his classroom and continued talking and just continued doing it for like 3 minutes and continued talking in the hall. So he was or the closet. He goes,
nice.
And everybody had to pay attention really, really patiently and be really quiet to hear what he was saying. So
and a big beard and bolo tie.
Yep,
that's all that you need to know.
Yep. So.
And Benjamin Franklin did not want a did not suggest a turkey. He actually suggested Moses. To be on the flag.
I was going to say, he suggested Moses be our national bird. What?
The kind of the biblical symbol of, you know, like the Pharaoh.
Right.
I guess he's referencing, you know, England and stretching over the water and defeating them and the hand of God, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera.
And we can blame planning committees on the bald eagle or the bald eagle on planning committees. So...
Yes, bald eagle's all right, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
Why
that.
Why not? It's majestic. Maybe we just put that on it because it's our national bird. Anyway, Einstein was...
Yes, correct. It's your national bird.
Yes.
Just for clarity.
Yeah. Not Dale's. Dale, what's your national bird? Do you have a national
I don't know.
Bird?
That's a good question.
Or is it just the dingo?
Look that up.
It would be the buzzard.
I think it's the dingo. The buzzard? What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one of those marmosets, or what's the name of those? What are the animals you have there?
Kangaroo?
No, all of your native animals are they have pouches. What that whole category of animal? What's that called?
Kangaroo.
No, there's a whole
marsupial.
Marsupial. Thank you.
Marsupials.
Thank you. That's yes. your national marsupial is going to be a kangaroo.
The dreaded marsupial bird. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They carry them around. It's the eggs. They lay them and stick them in the pouch until they hatch. That didn't make any sense. Einstein was a terrible student and failed mathematics. I have heard this one. I assumed it was wrong, but I hadn't heard it. Anybody
well,
think
here's
that
your
was
proof.
Yeah, did anybody think that was true when
I
heard
here.
It?
I just took it as true, but apparently it's completely false.
Well, it just doesn't make sense with the
it
the
doesn't
whole
make sense. Well, I thought it was fact. More of a he was bad at math because like it was so easy he just never paid attention or
oh,
you know,
okay.
Plus, math is hard, so you know, okay. You got that coming for you. Our national bird is the emu, by the way. Just putting that out there.
All right.
The emu is a flightless bird.
Hey,
it's not a kiwi.
Hey, Antarctica's national bird is the penguin. All right, don't you give me that shit.
Well, that's the only birds there. Yeah. So what else would
that's
it be?
It's not their fault.
Antarctica is not a nation.
It's a continent, technically.
Yes.
Technically.
Oh, man.
Technically.
So is well, Australia.
So is New Zealand, but we don't talk about them.
Who?
Hey. Oh, sad day. Lord
Let's
of the Rings wouldn't be the
there.
Same without New Zealand. The movies, sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah. So Marie Antoinette said, let them... yeah, Antoinette. Let them eat
Marie
cake.
Marie Antoinette?
Yes. First a report of French Queen Marie Antoinette having uttered the now infamous words, let them eat cake, didn't surface until long after her death. Mm. Do they say who? Yeah, first person to spread the claim was Alphonse Carr. Blah, 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 blah.
Jean-Jacques Rousseau.
I don't know enough about Marie Antoinette to say her name properly, much less know
Antoinette.
Her quotes. Does anybody... I don't know that was a thing.
I've before. Heard this I one when I, you know, back in studying the French Revolution and all that good stuff, you know, that she had actually
the
said
the French
this,
Revolution.
But,
like what was the what
yes, the
what's
French
the
Revolution.
Like what was it about? Like why would she say let them eat cake? Like what's the significance?
The people were saying the people do not have bread to to eat. The people are starving. And she would say, well, if they don't have bread, let them eat cake.
Oh, okay. I vaguely
illustrating just how
now.
Out of touch she was, basically.
Gotcha. Was the cake
wrapped in plastic?
Do not no. make me come over there and call you a bitch.
Can we mark that one, Budlong?
Yeah.
That is my objective. That is my objective. Is to annoy our guest as much as possible. That's why.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That one never seemed true to me, just because it was there was such pomp and circumstance around it. I guess the word. I don't know what word I'm trying to find, but it's just like it was such a literary device mm-hmm. thing. Like it just felt made up.
Was that
or at
used,
least blown out of proportion?
Was that used in the book that was made into a movie
with... No, it was
with,
not used in crap.
With Hugh Jackman in it recently.
Les Mis.
Yeah.
Les Miserables.
I wasn't I even going to... I'm just going to leave it as a short one so I don't mispronounce it.
Les Miserables.
Les Mis.
Yes. The Miserables. Was that used in that book? Or that thing?
I don't remember that.
It vaguely sounds familiar, so...
Because that book kind of ends at the beginning of the... whole revolution thing.
Yeah, so
it doesn't really get into it. Yeah, the beheadings.
I don't know. That it vaguely sounded familiar, and I've seen that movie recently, so you never know.
It might be referenced in The Tale of Two Cities, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I skipped half of that book. Thank you, Fairhope High School English teachers. Actually, one specific. I'm not going to mention her name, but she. We were reading the book.
It's Ryan.
Maybe. Oops. We're reading this book, right? So we're reading this book. Let's say there's 32 chapters. I'm making up
she
a number.
She doesn't listen to this show. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. So we're 32 chapters, right? We're running out of time in the year. And she goes, well, you know what? Just skip 22 through 28 and pick up. And I was like, why? Why are we reading this book if we can skip 6 chapters? Like, I don't understand. And then she asked, me and JD were talking about recently, but then she asked questions on the final test on that book. Like, what did Joe drop out? How much change did Joe drop out of his pocket on, you know, in chapter 22, page 605 or whatever it was? And I was like, why?
Nice.
Who cares how much change did dropped out of his pocket? It doesn't even, it's not even a plot point. It's just some random insignificant fact that won't be in Cliff Notes. Like, that's the only point for this question.
We brought that up because the trivia wars that we did where I was like, the most random shit. It's like, in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1,
right.
How much money did Danny steal from April of
I was about to say that.
It came up in the mid-show because it was like, how much money did he take? And I was like, the choices were 10 or 20.
What was the color of the car?
Yeah, so...
how many lines does Sam Rockwell have?
Because, like, here's the
42.
Problem.
42. Always.
The problem with the three of us doing a trivia-based game is we all are very, very well-rounded in pop culture. So normal questions are very, very easy, and so I had to do something I think was that would put a little bit of a challenge, but shit, they both still smoke that.
Although Willis impressed me when he almost named the episode of the Doctor Who one the last question.
What blew me away was when Willis exactly told me how late the Domino's driver was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 to the fucking T, and then he second-guessed himself and got it wrong. But...
Yeah, because you pulled him up on a technical level.
And then I
hey, where can people hear said trivia war?
You guys know it by now, and Todd's bored. But it's www.com/what?
This sounds like your Twitter thing snafu from the other day.
You know, I suppose if I had just, you know, one show, I would feel the need to highlight it at every turning.
Oh, he's laying it down.
An entire network worth of shows. Live streaming 24/7, 365.
On three channels.
AlphaGeekRadio.com. Mic drop.
Boom. Very, very
and
well
And
played.
We've lost Todd, everybody. And he has dropped the mic and gone.
That
home.
Is how you do it.
Wow.
And on that note, everyone.
Yeah. I was going to ask if anybody else have any myths, but I think we're done. I think we're done here.
I think that's the end of the show right there, man.
So, to reiterate.
So, we'll be shutting down the website.
Yeah.
yep.
For future podcasting needs, head on over to alphageekradio.com to see Todd.
King of all podcasts.
In all seriousness.
The now out-of-work Geek I.O. community will be looking for employment from...
Hey, I still have a podcast network, see?
That's right. Wow. Still got Chef Wonder.
I still got my... Yeah.
Yeah, how it stacks is gone now. Oh, well.
For reference, Todd, you're gonna get an email from JD about posting how it stacks over at Alpha Key.
Yeah, CJ's not here.
Just kidding. Anyway,
I've been fired like 5 times.
In all seriousness, Todd, thank you for coming on again. People can find you obviously at alphageekradio.com. Do you have anything else you want to pimp out? Maybe the Indiegogo. Do you have a short URL for that, or should people just search? Or are you still? Nope.
Huh?
Hello. Uh-oh.
You just came back.
Weird.
We didn't hear anything you said apart from search.
Awesome.
That was weird.
So, anything you want to pimp other than maybe the Indiegogo, and do you have a short URL that we can give people? Am I still gone?
No, you're here. I can hear you.
Todd's back. Okay.
There you go.
It was me that was gone. I apparently have a cabling issue with my microphone here. No, really, pretty much if you go to alphageekradio.com, you'll see the Indiegogo information at the top. Just click on the shows tab and check out all the fine shows on the network. We do lots of live streaming, a couple that are just part of the 24/7 stream. And we're always looking for new people who might benefit from the service. So if you have somebody who's doing just video streaming and who you wish you could tune into live when you're out and about in the world, send me their info. I'll contact them and see if they're interested in joining the network. Always looking for good talent.
I think I know a few people.
We might.
I think I might too. There might be a few people.
We might.
A couple on my screen here.
Maybe.
What? Maybe. I don't know what you're talking about.
So
no.
This is a total coincidence that you're here today.
Maybe off air topic. We want to re-mention our Patreon Party On site. patreon.com/geekio to help us out with monthly donations. Again, you know, $1 a month, whatever you can spare, it would really help us out. We can maybe pay to go to Dragon Con or buy better equipment or pay people back who have already bought better equipment.
I don't think there's enough money in the world to send me to Dragon Con.
No, not
there's
you.
Enough money.
We have to pay VAT.
No, it's just a lot of money.
We have to pay VAT
this
fees.
Dragon Con season, I'm starting an event called the Not Dragon Con.
Oh, man.
I don't know. What is it like?
Dragon Uncon. That'll work.
It's only like, what, $3,000 for a ticket to America, Dale? You can get
something
here, right?
Something like that. Sure.
You can make it in a flash. We'll get you here.
If you guys make it to Dragon Con, let me know, because I've been invited to stream the podcast track there.
Ooh.
So love to hook up with you guys.
There are some of us planning on going.
Wouldn't take much. Maybe a cup of coffee and a drink or something, and we could definitely hook up, dude.
Yeah. There are some of us planning on going. We're not on a panel or anything of that as of yet. Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, but we are planning on going at this point, or some of us are. So we'll talk. We'll talk. Next week on Geek.io, we have, it looks like, Senior Associate Editor, and front page man of CNET.com, Ayaz Akhtar. He will be joining us again.
In every way, will be a superior guest to me, I guarantee
it. He does not have 3 streaming channels on Shoutcast, as well as the Alpha Geek Radio website, so no. Not in every way.
But he does watch crappy movies like Dale does. So.
Yes, he does.
He has that going for him.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
All right, so now, speaking of crappy movies...
Now it's time for the Geek.io Winter Movie Smackdown Update.
Every time I hear that, I hate my wrestling voice. Just
That's why we keep using it.
Owned by Jared Azevedo. Lego, owned by Jared Budlong, the other Jared. And The Vampire Academy, owned by me. Go see that. They all open this weekend. Yes. RoboCop, however, they all have people who want to see that will have to wait until Wednesday to go see that, because they're deciding to do a midweek release
because they're from Detroit.
Well.
Oh wait,
I don't.
I'd
know
buy
if
that for
joke,
a dollar.
Or...
I don't have that clip handy, but I wish
I'd
did.
I'd buy that for a dollar. Neither do I. I Frankenstein, the one made by Apple, ends its 2-week run this Friday. So. I will make that joke as much as I can. The leaderboard stands. Sukarni at 20.3 million. Jared Asafredo at $17.2 million. Rachel Burt at 15.9 million. Jared Budlong at 8.8 million. Me at 8.2 million. And CJ Boat winning with his golf rules at $6.8 million.
Very good. So go see the Monuments Men. And actually, I really want to see the Lego movie. It looks epic.
Yeah. I
really want to see the Lego movie, except I have to wait until April 3rd. So, plus my money wouldn't count anyway.
I guess we can wait 2 weeks so that Bud Long doesn't get any money.
Well, thanks. Dale can go whenever he wants.
All right, I never get to go see movies.
Australian dollars don't count here in the U.S. So
it's true. He can go see whatever he wants.
Yeah, or come to us.
Sorry. Geek.io preview is Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, hangs out with the family and watches Birdemic, Shock and Terror. Is that the full title? That's so dumb.
That is the full title.
It's the precursor to Sharknado.
Oh, by the way, there's a sequel to Sharknado. Sharknado. A sequel to Birdemic.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Sharknado.
The Resurrection.
Oh, man.
Please tell me it's Zombie Birds.
Please tell me it's Zombie Birds. Wow. Anyway,
I CJ, certainly hope so.
CJ interjected with his golf rules. He's saying, you know, his movies are coming out later, so there's a chance he can, you know, get up to 7 million. Also coming up, Comics on the Go touches Mark Zuckerberg playing Lex Luthor. Oh, that's not worded right. That's not worded right at all.
That's exactly, no, you're right. Because
touches
it's,
Mark
that's exactly how it's worded.
Oh, that's just
sounds
wrong.
Sounds right, or that's another story.
Wow. And then CJ talks about his opinions of Firefly, Serenity, and his baby steps into the Whedonverse. That's actually a blog post, which he didn't mention. He linked to it on Opinions, but it's a blog post. Go check that out.
I like CJ. Hi, CJ, don't fire me.
The obligatory. CJ said fired in the chat. You're gone. That's a quick response. How did that happen? That never happens that quick.
That's what I bring to the table.
This must have
well, if you
new.
Want to help JD here get another job, we have another way to... help support him. You can head on over to geek-io.com/tipjar to donate what you want. That's weird, worded wrong. If you donate $5 or more to our show, we'll give you a shout out and read anything you want us to read at the top of the show. How much you want.
It's okay. I'll just go work for Todd. I'm just kidding.
However much you want.
How much
to if you...
I'm hiring, am I?
He works for
I'll
free.
I'll start again. Want another way... Alright. Want another way to support us? geek-io.com/tiptar to donate. However much you want to... Love me, ask them. If you want them in your ear holes so badly, donate $5 or more to the show, and we'll give you a shout out, read anything you want us to read at the top of the show. Helps give a plug to you, your show, your cause, event, or if you just want to be silly, it helps keep the lights on here at the show.
And as we just proved, Dale will read anything that is typed into the notes.
Oh my.
This is going to be fun. So
hey,
much
says
fun
the person
week.
Who said Thursday of Thursday.
Yes.
I just had to do that because you typed it wrong. That was just me making fun of you. Full disclosure. We can be heard on Stitcher Radio. Just search for Geek.io and help us out, as well as on iTunes. And just be sure to leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show. Does anybody have any final words of thoughts or wisdom or?
Again, Dale can't get to his soundboard quick enough.
What?
Look, Dale's I soundboard. Love Dale's humongous...
I just had to put that up.
Okay. See, next time I come on, I'm going to come armed with my soundboard, and there will be a reckoning.
Wait, so,
wait.
You're saying
on,
next time. So
recording.
You're,
he said next time.
Yeah, so you're coming back? Sweet.
We didn't scare him off. We didn't scare him off. This is good.
Guys, I want you to know, I mean, I tried everything I could not to get him to come back, and it just didn't work. So way to go, Todd. You did it, bro. Good job.
You did.
Good
job.
You survived.
This has all been a test, dude. I'm actually, look, man. I'm a really
what? Guy. What kind of a pussy do you think I am? I mean, really.
Nice.
This man runs a 24/7 streaming network.
Yeah, I don't even drink alcohol. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. I do.
I was going to say, I have evidence to the contrary.
I do too. Yeah.
Evil recognizes evil, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're still not sure about the meth thing.
I had a giant red snapper. That was that Spider-Man cup I was drinking, dude. It was awesome.
Red dose snapper?
Yeah, it's good, bro. So, horseradish, Worcestershire. Nice.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of snappers.
It's been a great episode. Thanks for coming on, Tommy. Want to say thanks again, and guys, we'll catch you next week ish sometime. Check us
Bye-bye.
Out. Bye bye.
Thank you, Randy.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io podcast network.
Loud noises.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
F*** off, hairball.